This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. Also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, I just made up a new word there, California, IA, we've got the one and only Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Remember I told you I used to listen to Deacon Doubleday in the morning?
That's right.
Going to grab him a slim, see you in the morning from Wire Woodshed. And he had Rooster McGoochin, and he had all kinds of things that he'd throw in there. He'd double-talk his words and all that. It was hilarious because everybody started laughing because he didn't know what he was going to do next. All right, are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States. Of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, folks, we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Now, Kyle, we got to talk again, let the people know so they don't get sticker shock. Every day that you wait to buy fuel is another day that it can go up even higher, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah. If you need gasoline, I'd suggest you buy it today because West Texas crude is now the highest it's been in about 10 or 11 years. It's up to $95.72 a barrel. And Brent crude is up to $100.99 a barrel. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. What's going on in Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, of course, will have also major impacts. But how we got here from where we started on January 20th, 2021, Captain, is a direct through line. You can draw a map from the gas prices because of Joe Biden. Exactly.
Yep. And what we also need to know is that 15 states are suing the EPA right now over the new oil and gas rules that they've got, which has prohibited any drilling on government land or offshore or anything. No new drilling anywhere for any reason. And that's wrong.
Well, certainly. And, you know, Captain, just even from a political perspective here, a president in the position that Joe Biden's in right now, so President Joe Biden, has the opportunity to lead through this crisis. And also, if he's concerned about the left flank, the far left, and AOC and the squad and so forth.
Tell him to go pound salt.
That's right, because he would have the backing of the American people.
You bet.
Because the American people would say, good, President Biden is doing something that's actually going to help us. And that would, I mean, just from his own political perspective, he ought to take advantage of that.
And by the way, I saw a poll somewhere yesterday about electric cars. More than half the country doesn't even want to know about an electric car because they're not going to buy one.
Well, no. And in fact, someone of an acquaintance of mine has an electric car. They just bought one and it's fully electric, but they have to plan, Captain, a trip to Oregon. And they don't have all the infrastructure in order to get where they're going. And they have to then charge and then they have to really map it out how far they can get before they have to come back and charge again.
I can hear it now. You pull into a hotel for the night and you go, can I plug my car into my room? Right?
Right.
I don't think that would work.
No, because, I mean, there's still costs. You know, there's all kinds of costs.
I don't think that's just standard power out the door. No, that's because if we got one of those things here at the radio station for Mike Gallagher, who's got an electric car or is getting an electric car. And the plug it looks like a freaking air conditioner plug, you know, like one of those big things hooked into a special line.
Well, exactly. And so, you know, and I'm sure that it varies, but for around town and so forth, you know, there are certain mission-specific things that you know, can be very beneficial. But if you're talking about having the freedom to get in your car, mm-hmm. your vehicle, and go places... Mm-hmm. That's not here yet.
Okay. We had a very unfortunate situation in Sacramento, California. A man pulled into, I guess it was a gas station, and killed his three kids and the chaperone that was with them, and then killed himself over, I guess, marital problems of some sort.
That's right. They're still getting information about this in terms of the kind of weapon and the other details about this right now. But, yes, this happened in Sacramento, and just a very, very sad and tragic occurrence.
Terrible. Anytime that you get kids involved like that, it's just terrible.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so they have not yet identified the shooter or the victims at this time.
All right, I hear the music coming up. Hold that thought. Hang in there. Folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And don't forget, have lunch with the captain today over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see the gang for lunch today. We always have a great time on Tuesdays, so I get there about 11:15, 11:30. Come on by. And by the way, they play the national anthem at 12 noon, and everybody stands up, puts their hand over their heart, and either you sing the national anthem, or if you're a veteran and you're wearing cover, even if you're not, you salute the flag, and there you go. Your national anthem at noon every day. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking it for over 7 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, I have a problem with my left foot, my left ankle, and my leg. And over the weekend, I did have a really bad problem with my foot swelling up. Just my foot. Not the ankle, just my foot, the flat of my foot. And I mean it. Wow, it really got bad. So I had to take an extra dosage of Relief Factor, and it stopped it. It stopped it, and it got rid of the pain, and the swelling started to go down. So again, here we go. The product works. How do I know? Because I take it. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric with resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you're having. It also goes right straight to the source of the pain. Now, all you got to do is try it for 3 weeks. That's it. 3 weeks. Follow the directions. Do it the way it says to do it so you get it in your system, and you'll find out what I found out. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something your body needs to have because of the key enzymes and proteins that are in it that are good for you. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3 week quick start. Again, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. $19.95 gets you in on the 3 week quick start. They've also got a bunch of health food items there, vitamins and whatnot, that you can take a look at. Maybe there'll be something there that appeals to you. I take their vitamin B12 because it's very powerful, very strong, and it's very generic, if you will. So it's good for you. Okay, now back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, back to the money game here. The NASDAQ gained a little bit yesterday for the first time in a few days. Meanwhile, the Dow fell 179 points, and the Standard & Poor's Index was a little changed with all this Russian-driven stuff. So maybe the market's starting to come back a little bit.
Well, I think so. You know, early on in the war in Ukraine, we saw some pretty significant drops in the stock market. But I do think, Captain, of course, we're factoring in the higher energy costs and of course there is uncertainty because of what's happening. But I do think that you're seeing a little bit more confidence because the world is uniting. Europe is uniting, perhaps like we've never seen in since World War II, this kind of thing. Everybody's sort of getting on the same page. Russia, of course, has been taken out of the SWIFT payment system. The ruble has lost about 30%, at least.
Is it 30 or 40?
It's in that range.
Okay.
And so you've got people who are now trying to use their money in Russia to buy things, and suddenly it's buying about half of what it used to buy. And so they're having major issues. But overall, though, I think that the market is now adjusting, for lack of a better term, to what's happening. Now, doesn't mean that that's all hunky dory. Everything's good. Keep going the way we're going. But the invasion has not caused sort of this long a longer term effect. Although it all still remains to be seen. You know, tomorrow something else could happen. Something else could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that high energy cost is going to be a major factor moving forward.
Now, I saw a story that caught my eye yesterday called Molotov on the Menu. So I said, wonder what they're talking about. And it was about a Ukrainian brewery that had switched from brewing beer to brewing the Molotov cocktail contents for bombs to fight the Russian invasion. Or isn't that something?
Well, it really is. And it's another example of people coming together and then switching as fast as they can in order to do things to help the war effort. It's literally everybody pitching in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's called the Pravda, that's kind of odd, the Pravda Brewery in Lviv. And so they decided that they would create these Molotov cocktails.
Yep. Now, Putin's got another problem here. We have a bunch of American businesses who bought a lot of things from Russia. It's not just about the vodka. There are other products. And some of these are big-time chain stores, okay? And they are now boycotting anything with the word Russia on it in solidarity with Ukraine. They're buying nothing from Russia.
Well, that's true. So this continues the pressure. I mean, everything is just a vice grip. And you know, Captain, I think, again, we talked about the Russian people, and they are quite limited in many ways of how they can express themselves, of course, and even they're still being subjected to a lot of propaganda, there's no doubt. But they know, I think they really do know, that it's Vladimir Putin who has put them in this vice grip.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the unrest is going to continue. I don't know if there will be any big event necessarily, but
mm-hmm.
it is showing that Putin's grip is starting to show some cracks.
Now, this is kind of strange, because did you see what Turkey did yesterday?
Yeah, I think they closed off the Black Sea.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And they did it under a very proficient law that's called Article 19 of the Montreux Convention. It says it's very clear what's going on between the Ukraine and Russia is a war. And because those two countries use it, they cannot use it to transport ammunition, this, that, and the other, through the pass that takes them into the Black Sea. So The Turkish ships are there, military ships, saying, "Hey, Russia, you can't come through here."
Right, right. It's another blow against the designs of Vladimir Putin and his
yeah.
control right now of the military.
Yeah, and let me read this, because this is something from World War I, I think. Or World War, it might be World War II, but I thought it was from World War I when they put this through. But any Black Sea country like Russia, Ukraine, Romania, Georgia, or Bulgaria, once the conflict is turned into a war, in this case, this is how we apply the Montreux for the parties, Russia or Ukraine. Article 19 provides for an exception. They can only, if a ship of a war country wants to return to its port, an exception is made. They will have to go back to the port they came from, but they can't just go steaming into the Black Sea because they want to come in behind the Ukraine and set up so they can fire from the offshore.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And it's a way of sort of hamstringing to a great degree, Vladimir Putin's ability to move materiel. Now that being said, you know, how will that factor in? Not to say, I think they should be doing this, obviously. Yeah. They should be hamstringing.
Well, wait till you hear this. This agreement that I talked about here, it has restrictions on the weight of the ships, the arms they can carry, and whether or not the ships can come from a Black Sea country. They can't come from some other country, Black Sea country. The other countries, as long as they're not warships, they're okay to come through. But this is going to be something, and I'm waiting for Russia to challenge that. What's Turkey going to do?
Well, exactly. And, well, but that would peel off resources and concentration from Putin and his
leadership. And is not Turkey a NATO country?
That's right. Yeah, you don't want to, if he takes a pot shot at them,
then it becomes Article 5.
That's right. That's right. That's why everything has to be tread on very lightly here, because, you know, we often talk about the notion that there's either a mistake or something where in the heat of the moment something goes too far,
yeah,
and then you're off to the races.
Yeah. Now, I do want to talk a little bit more about what we didn't talk about yet, and that is the fact that Russia and the Ukraine engaged in peace talks for the first time yesterday. And they've got a couple of more shots at it. There's no set time for when they have the next sit-down, which is probably going to be a couple of weeks from now, because each delegation had to go back to their leadership and say, well, here's what one side wants, and here's what the other side wants, and do you want this, do you want that, and see if they can come to agreement on something. But basically, we know that Ukraine said, hey, we want you to stop firing at us, stop dropping bombs, and back your troops off.
That's right. But would Vladimir Putin ever actually agree to do that?
Don't know.
That's the question.
Don't know. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we are coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Five are dead in a shooting that took place at a California church. Among the deceased are three children under the age of 15 and their father, who is not only the suspect, but also turned a gun on himself. Sergeant Rod Grassman with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office tells television station KTXL that there is no threat to the general public.
It seems that they all knew each other. This was not a random sort of shooting. At this point, the information that I have was a more domestic, violent sort of situation.
The shooting happened early Monday evening in the main sanctuary of the church in Sacramento. The investigation is underway. Mixed day on Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the NASDAQ was up 57 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 11 points. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren will get started here in a minute. And our caller on the line will be right there with us. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell was sitting maybe 50 feet away from me off my left shoulder with his Frank Speech organization that was there. Plus, he was in there in prominent locations of Donald Trump when Trump gave his speech. And you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take advantage of all the things he has to offer over there. Go into the radio listener specials page. That's where you save the money. The things that are in there are already marked down, and they're on sale. And I mean 50% off, 67% off, 75% off, and so some things that are buy one, get one in there. So you go into there, the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. Or you can give them a call, talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. Go over there, check out the great stuff that he has to offer. And remember, you got 60 days to use it. And if it's not something you want, send it on back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the phone lines because we've got Aaron up there in Denver on the line. Good morning, ma'am.
What's up there, guys? I just want to make a comment about Trump saying Putin was a genius.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, though, Trump was right because Trump can smell hypocrisy. Yep. I mean, and you got Merkel, the moron, and that's what I've been calling her since when she was in office. And the media, especially the international media, tried to make her sound like she was some kind of great stateswoman, and yeah. She was just getting played by Putin anyway. You know, I mean, Germany wants to be carbon free, I guess, 2030 or whatever insanity it is. And but she gets in bed with Putin to get his oil, to get his natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, well, so Trump is right. Putin is a genius. I mean, Putin is P.T. Barnum, mm-hmm. and he sees all the fuckers out here, NATO, mm-hmm. United Nations, the members of the dumb donkeys in Congress, mm-hmm. and the rhinos, the so-called Republicans in this country. So mm-hmm. So what Trump's saying, even though they want to rip him for it, I mean, Trump was absolutely telling the truth. They're all suckers.
Yep.
And the thing is, though, what Putin is doing in Ukraine, it's a lesson for China. Don't mess with Taiwan, China,
mm-hmm.
because if you mess with Taiwan, you will receive the same consequences for your bad behavior like Putin. And, gents, have a good night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Aaron. Take care. Okay, Aaron in Denver. Made a lot of sense here, Kyle.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate Aaron's call very much. And yes, President Trump, just even back in 2018, was mm-hmm. outlining how Germany, for example, mm-hmm. would be captive of Russia because mm-hmm. of the energy. That's right.
Now, before I get into the State of the Union and the truck drivers and all that stuff, which I'm going to cover here in just about a minute, I want to talk about the peace talks that began yesterday. Now, talks between Russia and Ukraine have begun after the fifth day of the war. Today's the sixth day, and they're trying to get something resolved. But in either case, nothing really was done. They left with some talking points and some bullet points to go back to their people with and see what can or can't be done. But the big thing is, it looks like as if they're going to come back for a second round of talks, which is good, because they'll still be talking. I just hope that by that time Ukraine hasn't been totally destroyed, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's what Vladimir Putin is banking on.
Scorched earth.
That's right. He, you know, okay, we'll come back in a couple of weeks or thereabouts, and he hopes to have made a lot more progress. But, you know, Captain, I don't know that Vladimir Putin will want to go back to his own power structure in the Kremlin, as it were, and say, look, I negotiated a settlement. We still won't have Ukraine, but I negotiated our way out of it. It doesn't seem like that would be in the cards for him. So he is looking to buy time. Of course, talks are better than no talks.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, the Ukrainians will, if they can hold out, that's going to bring a lot of pressure to bear on Putin internally.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what could happen to Putin internally at this point.
Now, the New York Times has claimed that Joe Biden is redefining the arc of his presidency, and that's part of what he'll do tonight, whatever that means, in his State of the Union message. Plus, they gave him a positive review for his handling of the Russia situation in Ukraine. Nothing could be further from the truth there. And talking about the Supreme Court and the justice appointment, they really like that. But did you hear yesterday what Joe Biden said about Kamala Harris?
Yeah, she introduced her, I think, as the president,
yeah.
and said that she was just joking about it.
Yeah. Well, you got to wonder if she was or not.
Well, yeah, of course, Joe Biden has referred to Kamala Harris as President Harris mm-hmm. several times. I don't think he was joking at that time. But, you know, you mentioned the State of the Union, Captain. You know, typically, well, under normal circumstances, a Joe Biden State of the Union at this point without the Ukrainian situation
mm-hmm.
Would have been, of course, him trying to navigate everything that's going wrong here at home. Of course, the Ukraine situation will dominate large parts of the State of the Union,
mm-hmm.
But he won't be able to try to make it look like things are great. The economy's going great. Nobody believes that.
Mm-hmm. Now, George sent us a message here from Parrish. George is saying, spring breakers, come on down to Florida. Beautiful weather. No rain in the forecast. Beaches are free. come on down, please. I need the money for groceries and gas.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Very good, George. I appreciate your sense of humor. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, now, Jason Rantz, does that name ring a bell?
I believe so,
he's
yeah,
a Fox
yeah.
contributor. He's on Tucker's show a lot, and he's on with Shannon Bream a lot.
Right.
Okay. He was sitting to my right, two doors down, over the weekend. And he wrote an article. It came out yesterday in Fox, on Fox Nation, I guess. He said the GOP has to be very careful during the Supreme Court nomination confirmation process for Ketanji Brown Jackson because she's a super likable person and they don't want to do anything to alienate her or get the wrath of the people against them. So his words, not mine.
Well, it's obvious, any kind of nomination like this has to be navigated very, and no pun intended here, judiciously, right, in order to be able to do that. But I think if they keep to the facts, they keep mm-hmm. to the record, you know, mm-hmm. Joe Biden made this whole thing mm-hmm. a racial issue, mm-hmm. but talk about the fact that she's been reversed many mm-hmm. times. That's one of the major sticking points.
I'm going to try to get a couple more points in here. We got a minute to do it. Here we go. The McLaughlin poll yesterday, only 23% of the Democratic primary voters want Biden back as president.
And we reach out to that 23%. We're here to help you. We want to help you figure this out.
We can help you get help.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. The Captain's Academy of Political Science is open and ready.
That's right. But that's the thing, though. We're, you know, we are here to help. We want people to understand what's going wrong with Joe Biden here.
All right. Now we got about 30 seconds, so I'll go real fast on this. The White House is dropping the mask mandate just in time before Joe Biden gives the State of the Union. So nobody will be wearing a mask in the White House anymore.
It's a COVID miracle, evidently, Captain. The science must have been okay.
And where's Fauci? You notice how he's clammed up and disappeared again?
Well, yeah. Well, he ought to come right out and wear no mask and show everybody what it's like to not just stand around at the White House or at the State of the Union with no mask on.
Wow.
I don't think he would do that, though.
Oh, by the way, one last thing, since apparently I got a little bit of extra time I didn't know about. Nancy Pelosi. The majority of the voters out there, 60%, view her as an unfavorable person in government and want to see her gone.
Well, and who's to blame for that? Nancy Pelosi.
Thank you.
That's, yes. I mean, it's, you know, everything. I think people are just tired of the politicalization of everything and the constant fighting, and it's just too much. And she's responsible for a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought, folks. You're going to go to break. Going to come back with the next Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
cut that down a little bit. That's something called the Gear Jammer. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Remember that? What movie that was from, Kyle?
What was the movie?
It was a trucking movie where they had that phantom truck, that gasoline tanker chasing Dennis, the guy that used to play Festus.
Right, right.
Chasing him down the highway.
Is that Dennis Weaver?
Yeah, that was it, chasing him down the highway. And, I mean, it's quite... Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite a deal. All right. Well, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west, because I see there's been a little addition to things.
Well, definitely. We've got the atmospheric river. It's being described, Captain, as an extreme atmospheric river, bringing in all this rain and snow, of course, in the high elevations throughout Washington, parts of Oregon, and also northern Idaho as well. Earlier today, I believe Snoqualmie Pass was closed, but it looks like it's reading open right now, but still raining hard areas of standing water. Now, some 5 million people are under the flood alerts. Now, the rain's going to continue through Tuesday and a little bit into Wednesday, we understand, but also, Captain, it's going to drop so much snow that when that starts to melt, that's also a potential flood issue as well. So you won't be through or out of the woods, as it were, as we go through the week here. So, of course, stay tuned. We've also got, of course, as I said, the snow in the higher elevations and the rain and the precipitation is expected to be very heavy. Flood warnings all around Seattle. Rain right now, of course, down in Portland, also up on the 4th of July Pass. We've also got, in addition to flood watches, Captain, avalanche warnings through northern Idaho, also parts of northwestern Montana as well.
And, you know, we don't have a lot of stuff going on in the other parts of the country, but I will tell you that there are some unsettled weather conditions in North Dakota for that front when it comes across to pick up and probably produce some rain or maybe some other weather there. Now, you know, just as I was talking, this is how fast things change. The weather map just changed in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We suddenly, right now, have some rain that's coming in up there. East of Duluth, Minnesota, right there in the very tip, the very northwestern tip of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So we've got rain up in that area, and then we've got fog over on the other side of the lake on the lee shore of Lake Michigan over in the northwestern corner of Michigan that just now came in. Now, I'm going to continue going across the northern part of the country all the way up into Maine. If you're going up to Presque Isle or Caribou to get you a load of French fries, once you make the turn there at the Nova Scotia line and go up right up along the road on Maine 1, guess what? You are going to be in fog, lots of fog. Now, we do have what looks like some rough conditions on the water that just kicked in. Because we've got a gale warning right there now from Nova Scotia down to about Bangor. Now, when you get on down a little closer to Boston and down around Cape Cod, there's a little bit of passy fog all the way down to Long Island tonight, and we've got a little bit of fog in South Jersey, a little bit of fog in the Chesapeake Bay area, and other than that, we have some unsettled conditions in South Carolina and Georgia right now for what could be some rain developing during the course of the day, as well as over in the central part of the Mid-Mississippi Valley, namely Tennessee, Jackson, Tennessee. You've got some flooding going on there from all the rain they had earlier in the week. And over there towards Little Rock, looks like we've got some rain over in there. So that's what it's looking like there, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, it's, we've got a lot going on.
Now, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report here nightly on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget you can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com, or when you drive in to the Pilot or Flying J nearest you, you can find out more about them as well. But also join the Drivers Club, and when you do that, you start earning points on all the great things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J, and you can track those points with the My Rewards Plus app. You get special offers. You've got mobile fueling as well attached to that. So definitely check it out today, pilotflyingj.com.
And how do we hear your show?
You can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. Now, we've got on the telephone line right now Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're going to have peace in the Ukraine and Russia situation. It's going to be peace, no more fighting, right?
Not a chance.
Well, you saw what happened yesterday, so explain to the audience what it was that took place.
Well, Kharkiv is just getting just hammered. It's the second largest city in Ukraine. And we have this convoy that at one point was 3.5 miles long, and now they... Something's kind of weird with this. Now they say it's up to 40 miles long. And it's got armored personnel carriers and tanks and so forth in this convoy. What Ukraine has done is blown some of the bridges of the highway that the convoy would have to cross. And it's not moving very fast because in some cases some of the vehicles have been struck by javelins. And in some other cases, those in the convoy have run out of gas.
Yeah.
So,
great planning on their part.
Well, the other very concerning thing are the Wagner Group assassins that have been sent into Kyiv to assassinate the government.
Yep.
What's concerning on this one is about a week ago, somebody in the White House press pool, not the White House, but the Pentagon press pool, asked Kirby if the Wagner Group is involved in any way, and his response was, we have no information on the Wagner Group. And as soon as, before that sentence even got out of his mouth, I knew it was a lie. The Wagner Group or the... it's the group that Trump ordered back in Syria when we were in a firefight with them, our special forces, ordered to kill them, and I think we killed 400 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're bad dudes. And Putin has also ordered Chechen fighters into Ukraine, which is another bad deal.
Yep, it certainly is. And by the way, they greased some of the bullets with pig innards, if you will. So it'll be even worse if they get shot. Hold that thought, folks. Be right back with more. Denise Simon, too, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.